98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams, so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com. In education-based sports, sportsmanship is what matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but it isn't more important than how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
All right, here is the kick. A squibber up the middle, gets through the first layer, back picked up there by Austin Irwin again. He'll try to get around to the far side. This time the Cardinals, great coverage. Tried to get to the corner, not so fast this time. Dragged down to the far side. He'll be out to the 21, maybe the 22-yard line, and that's where the Blackhawks will start for their second possession of the game here with 10:36 to go. So ball at the 22-yard line here for the Blackhawks. Joe Radke on the coverage. So here we go. First and 10 now for the Blackhawks. They trail 8-0, have the football at their own 22-yard line. Man in motion to the far side. Now they'll go keeper. Casey right up the middle, runs into a red jersey and then bowled back over. Had to do everything he could to get back to the line of scrimmage. This is going to go for no gain on the play, and it'll bring up second down and 10. Maybe lean forward for a little bit. No gain, second down and 10 now for the Blackhawks. Strong start here by the Cardinals. It's funny, Newman for the coin toss sent their, basically their three captains injured all in street clothes out for the coin toss. Now here's a handoff fumble. Ball is down to the ground. Did Casey jump back on it? Well, they went to the handoff exchange there, and I believe it is Kelson Casey able to get down and cover it. It'll go back to the 20-yard line and go down as a loss of 2 yards on the play. And we'll bring up third down and 12. Cardinal defense trying to stake a claim early here. Forced him to go four and out on the first drive. And now, ready to go. All right, third down and 12. Kelson Casey, hands off. This is going to be a halfback option. Scrambling around now, has a little room to run. Cutting back up the far side, slips through a tackle into the open field. Hustling up ahead across the 35 to the 38-yard line is Colin O'Connor. Boy, a little deception there, and ends up being a big gain as he's able to weave through some traffic and get out to the 39-yard line. 19 yards on the gallop there, and once he kind of got to that second level, he was into the open field. So, first and 10 for the Blackhawks, football at their own 39-yard line, as they trail 8-0 here, early stages of this one. Now a little jet sweep, O'Connor around the near side, gets to the right side of the line, and nothing there. Submarined there, and pushed backwards, Michael Fox. Everett Pent in there on the tackle. They will put the ball forward to the 40-yard line, so a small gain of 1 yard. Jacob Fox in there on the tackle as well. Colin O'Connor coming in, 19 carries, 126 yards and a touchdown. Casey has been their go-to guy. For the sophomore, he'll line up in the shotgun now with a back to his right. Second down, 10 yards to go for the Blackhawks. High snap, pulled down. Casey up the middle, runs into traffic, slips through a tackle, and then leans forward. Gets across the line of scrimmage, and then finally is dragged down from behind by Eli Fite. This is a gain out to about the 43-yard line. So we'll bring up a third down and 6. Now for the Blackhawks. 7:45 to go here in the first quarter. Newman with an early 8-0 lead. Eli Fite, 60 yards to the house on the opening play from scrimmage for the Cardinals. Two wide receivers to the left now for Port Edwards as they face a third down and 6. Casey, straight back in the pocket, has time, loops it over the middle. It's intercepted. And let's see, inside the 45 to the 44-yard line. It is Michael Fox on the interception, and Newman forces their second turnover here. So Michael Fox at the interception. They'll put the football at the 43-yard line. So Newman once again with good field position here. 7:20 to go in the first quarter. Newman with their second turnover of the game. Back on offense here with an 8-0 lead. All right, Michael Fox now talking with Eli Fite, who lines up in the slot to the right now. Now he'll go wide to the left with 3 wide receivers. Now they'll reset the motion coming around. Griffin Pent, Samuel Meyer as well. Now they go and back in motion to the near side. Fox swings it out near side. It's caught. Trying to slip through a tackle, and it is. This is Griffin Pent. He's off to the races. 45-40. Tied up from behind. Still on his feet. Breaking tackles. He's inside the 20 to about the 19-yard line of Port Edwards. Boy, Griffin Pent just would not be denied. On the catch for the Cardinals. As he just kept slipping through tackles, and they could not wrap him up. Able to keep it going. So, 1st and 10 for the Cardinals. Football at the Blackhawks, 19-yard line. Clock stops here, 7:08 to go in the first quarter. As Michael Fox brings the play call in from the near sidelines. The 19-yard line. Fox directing traffic, ready to work here. Wide receiver each way. It's Eli Fite to his right. And Fite going to get the carry up the middle, trying to get to the corner, cuts back, slips a tackle to the 10, into the end zone, touchdown Cardinals. Eli Fite, his second touchdown run of the night. That goes 19 yards this time. And the Cardinals extend their lead here with 6:50 to go in the first quarter. I'll tell you what, Eli Fite having himself a night so far. 2 carries, 79 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So, .6:50 to go here, and Newman will go for the 2-point conversion with a 14-0 lead. Fox keeps it, trying to hit a hole. He'll get there, shoulder down, he is in. 2-point conversion, good. 6:50 to go, first quarter. 16-0 is the Newman lead here on 98.9 WXCO.
Rocket Industrial's mission to package with less is a commitment to making a future that's better for the next generation. Their recommendations help manufacturers across the nation package with less material, less waste, less time, and with less cost. Their engineers and experts provide data-backed solutions that positively impact your bottom line. When you work with Rocket Industrial, you're working with a partner committed to making a difference. Rocket Industrial, package with less. Learn more at rocketindustrial.com.
We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics. Because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at wiaawi.org. A message from Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
All right, here is the kick end over end, and once again it's Austin Irwin dancing around, getting into the opening field, 40-45, up the near side, slips back, slips another tackle, he's into Newman territory, and a long range return again here up to the 40. Down to about the 36-yard line. So another big gain on the return here for the Blackhawks. Jacob Fox finally tracked him down. So 6:38 to go here. And Port Edwards with good field position. They will start here at the Newman 36-yard line. So Kelson Casey back to work at quarterback, trying to get his team on the board. 16-0, Newman with the lead. Three wide receivers to the left for the Blackhawks on first and 10. Casey looking, he's going home run ball up the far sideline, turned around, nobody there. Wide receiver Colin O'Connor cut to the inside. Only one really in the area looked to be Griffin Pent in that area. Wait a minute. So, falls incomplete. We'll bring up second down and 10. Boy, great crowd here on homecoming for the Cardinals. And if you've not been out here yet to Ballyhead Field, it is a thing of beauty. A lot of donor support and beautiful, beautiful facility that is packed up for homecoming here. All right, ready to go here. Now, what do we have? I think somebody from Newman maybe has an equipment issue. So, let's see here. Cardinals got a substitute out. Yep, looks like it's a helmet issue that they're trying to fix here. So, all right, second down and 10. Casey straight back in the pocket, looking pressured, flushed out. He's going to run with it up the far side and then hammer down. He's not going to get to the line of scrimmage. Boy, he had an opening there, but the Cardinals did a good job to shut that one down. Everett Pent chased him down from behind, and it's the 37-yard line, so it'll go as a loss of one on the play. Third down and 11 now for the Blackhawks. As they're on their third possession of the night, turned it over on downs, turned it over on an interception. Each leading to Cardinals scores. Third down and 11 for the Blackhawks. Straight back in the pocket is Casey. Has pressure, steps up, he's hammered. Nope, gets rid of it and incomplete. Boy, oh boy. Hammering in there for the Cardinals. And Colton. So, C.J. Bierman. In on the pressure. So that's going to bring up fourth down and 11. One of six, 4 yards and an interception here throwing-wise for Kelson Casey. And Port Edwards will keep the offense out there here on fourth down. Clock stops here, 5:45 to go in the first. Newman, two-touchdown lead here with the two-point conversions, 16-0. Kelson Casey, three wide receivers to the left, now a man in motion to the near side. Now Casey, and what do we have? I think, did Port Edwards take a timeout before the snap? They did, and they averted disaster. And actually, I think it ends up being... I think the quarterback heard the timeout, and that's the reason a fumble was loose. The ball was down, and it is a timeout granted prior to. A reminder, we're coming to you from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. Since 1936, CCU is local lenders lending local money and keeping our community strong. Great rate financing for cars, trucks, recreational vehicles, and mortgages. More at ccuwausau.com. Griffin Pent, two touchdown runs here in the first quarter, as that is how the Cardinals have been staked to this 16-0 lead on a warm and humid night here. We were talking before the game here, and in some ways you're grateful that this game with the new stadium here and the lights playing Friday night, otherwise it'd be Saturday afternoon tomorrow. They're talking like 87, something like that, so... Beautiful conditions here, we'll see. All right, out of the timeout here by Port Edwards. They're facing a fourth down and 11 yards to go. I think Max Ayers sniffed that one out as he saw the Cardinals had a defensive advantage and called the timeout. Man in motion to the near side. Casey straight back in the pocket, throws in. Oh, arm got on it as it went. It's going to fall incomplete, diving effort and an interception. But... that will fall as incomplete. C.J. Bierman got a piece of it. And so turnover on downs for the Blackhawks with 5:38 to go here in the first quarter. Newman already a 16-0 lead. Back on offense for Michael Fox, and he will operate here from the 37-yard line. Cardinals. Boy, talk about perfection on offense. They've run three plays, have gained 38, 60, and 19 yards on those three plays, and have two touchdowns. All right, here's Fox from the shotgun. He's going to keep it up the middle, dancing to the outside. Stutter step move, 45, cuts back, trying to spin his way to midfield. He's got a first down into Port Edwards territory and leans forward to about the Port Edwards 46-yard line. On the carry from Michael Fox. It'll give the Cardinals a first down as they spot the football at the Port Edwards 47-yard line. Well, Fox just kind of waited for the hole and then hit it and powered his way ahead for 16 yards. Fresh set of downs as he goes back to work. Trips of wide receivers to the right. And now in motion to the near side is Tristan Fisher. Straight back in the pocket, he's going deep. Fisher down the near sideline is up, and he's got it. 30, 20, 10, touchdown, Cardinals. Tristan Fisher. Goes 46 yards. And the Cardinal lead extends here with 4:56 to go. Little pump fake, and that was all she wrote. So Tristan Fisher, 46 yards on the completion, and they will go for two once again with 4:56 to go. Here's Michael Fox down, throws into the near corner of the end zone. It is caught. It is Griffin Pent on the catch. And the Cardinals, with a two-point conversion, extend their lead 24-0. Back with a kick coming up on 98.9 WXCO.
Rocket Industrial's mission to package with less is a commitment to making a future that's better for the next generation. Their recommendations help manufacturers across the nation package with less material, less waste, less time, and with less cost. Their engineers and experts provide data-backed solutions that positively impact your bottom line. When you work with Rocket Industrial, you're working with a partner committed to making a difference. Rocket Industrial, package with less. Learn more at rocketindustrial.com.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at bullfallsradio.com.
So the quick strike Cardinals strike again. Three first quarter touchdowns here. And they lead it here 24-0 with 4:56 to go here in quarter number one. Squibb kick up the middle again. Bounces around, fielded by Austin Irwin. To the 20, goes far side, cuts back, trying to slip free. McCann. Cardinals close down on that one. Port Edwards will start with the football here. Well, let's see, to the 22-yard line is where they'll start here with 4:49 to go here in the first quarter. Three plays, 63-yard drive for the Cardinals that they have scoring drives of 13 seconds, 30 seconds, and 36 seconds here tonight. And their defense has turned them over on the first three series as well, so. Injuries or not, great start here for the Cardinals. All right, first and 10 here for Kelson Casey. Casey from the shotgun, man in motion to the near side. He'll try to keep it up the middle, trying to get outside, met in the hole and dragged backwards. Just shy of the 25-yard line, spun down there. Get a gain of about two on the play. Second down, 8 yards to go. 24-0. Second down now for the Blackhawks. Here's Casey from the shotgun, standing at his own 20. Straight back in the pocket. Loops it up. Far side. Almost picked off. And, oh, boy, if that's reeled in, that's six back the other way. Griffin Pent stepping in front of it. And it's going to bring up a third down here. And, boy, Pent jumped that route on the far side. A little high throw, went up to try to get it. And off his hands and out of bounds. So, third down for the Blackhawks. The football's at the 25-yard line as they face a third down and 8 yards to go. All systems go for the Cardinals so far here, looking to get the football back. Man in motion to the near side for the Blackhawks. On third down, we'll get a penalty marker and a procedure call. Coming here, it's like the man in motion cut to the line of scrimmage before the ball was snapped, so this will back them up. Back to the 19-yard line. Third down and 12 now. Clock runs just under 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Cardinals with a 24-0 lead. Port Edwards in the huddle here for a long time coming out of the penalty. All right, Kelson Casey from the shotgun. Looks like a double tight end set here. And I think Port Edwards is going to be forced to take a timeout here. They took forever getting out of the huddle. So timeout by the Blackhawks. We'll take one as well. 24-0 Newman. This is Newman Football on 98.9 WXCO.
I'm Chad Holmes. Joining myself and former Wausau West High School head football coach Jason Foster every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week we will review and preview the high school football action around Central Wisconsin, plus special guests. Each week we will talk to an area head football coach about their team and also bring on a student athlete to talk about their athletics and off the field as well. The Big High School Sports Show, each and every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's radio home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And don't forget, you can catch a podcast of every week's show at WXCO.fm. Also on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, out of the timeout here. Here's Casey coming back and sacked. C.J. Bierman busted through. And this is going to be a loss way back here. Inside the 10 to about the 7. So C.J. Bierman, actually they'll put it at the 8. So a loss of 11 on the play. And let's see here. So we'll line up, I believe. Casey is lining up to punt here. As we look at their statistics, they did not have punting statistics, so it looks like he'll do the kicking duties here from about the 1 yard line. Cardinals do not have a receiver back. So here's the kick, and it's a beauty. So Paul Micklid content to just let this roll out here, protecting defensively there. And the Cardinals will get good field position here at about the 47 yard line. So the game's first punt. So Newman with the football. 2:32 to go here in the first quarter. They will have good field position again here. I think at about the 47, maybe. And so far, big night for Eli Fite. Michael Fox, couple of pass completions. And now set to work here. All right, Fite now lines up as a wide receiver, wide to the left from Michael Fox from the shotgun. First and 10 for the Cardinals. Football from their own 47-yard line. Fox straight back, throws. It is caught. Cutting back to the middle, dancing his way through at midfield into the open and field. Darting outside, still on his feet is Pent. Up the near sideline. This is going to go to the house. Maybe run from behind. Sets a tackle into the end zone. Touchdown, Griffin Pent. My goodness. 53 yards. Once again, But a flag down, oh, let's see here, at the 49-yard line. So, this one might be coming back. Let's see. Boy, Griffin Pent kind of got into some traffic and then slipped through. A blindside block is what it is. So that's going to be a personal foul, too. So this will back the Cardinals up. So take the touchdown off the board. So they're saying a blindside block at the 44-yard line. So the football will go back to the 41-yard line of the Cardinals. And we'll bring up first and 16. So wipe the touchdown out, and the Cardinals back to work here with 2:17 to go in the first quarter. First and 10 with their own 41-yard line after the penalty now. So a blindside block, which is a personal foul from the spot. So they came through some traffic. All right, Michael Fox, four wide receivers set here now on first and 10. In motion to the near side, Fox, a keeper, slides through a tackle. 45, cuts back, dives forward. He's shy of midfield out to maybe the 48-yard line. Seven yards on the carry. Will be second down and 8 now. And now maybe a little bit more toward 9 yards, it looks like. So Michael Fox, interesting to watch Paul Mikulig on the sideline here. Quincy Fender, the injured quarterback, with a play sheet and kind of in the back pocket of coach here. A watchful eye. All right, second down, 8, maybe 9 yards to go for the Cardinals. As they work here. Fox straight back in the pocket and throws. This is caught. Tristan Fisher, 45, cuts 40. Up, big burst of speed. Slips a tackle, 30, cuts back, still on his feet. Now cuts back again and finally is up near the 20-yard line. 21-yard line is where he'll go. Yards on the completion to Tristan Fisher. Boy, Cardinals doing a fantastic job with yards after the catch. In some cases, draw a defender in, then slip it, and then off. Finding a crease here and there. And a good mix of speed as well. All right, first and 10 for the Cardinals. Football at the Port Edwards 21-yard line with 40 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. All right, here's Fox. He's going to keep it straight up the middle, drag down, and he'll lean his way forward to maybe the 20-yard line. 1 yard on the carry. 20 seconds to go here in the quarter. Newman Catholic coming in, 3-2 in the CW8. And again, projected to be a 4 seed. Again, with the new playoff metrics. And that will do it. First quarter comes to an end. Hot start for the Cardinals here as they lead Port Edwards by a score of 24-0. This is Newman Football on 98.9 WXCO.
Witness the difference at Newman Catholic Schools. From 6 weeks old through 12th grade, students are led to build a strong foundation for life. Catholic faith and learning come together in a welcoming community that encourages growth at every stage through a well-rounded curriculum, service opportunities, and a wide range of extracurricular activities. Students are inspired to discover their gifts, strengthen their character, and reach their full potential, with growth happening both within and beyond the classroom. Newman Catholic Schools creates an environment where students can flourish. Choose a school that invests in your child's future. Learn more at newmancatholicschools.com.
I'll never forget the day I decided to go out for the football team. Mr. Banks, the JV football coach and my history teacher, asked me to stay after class. I thought I was in trouble. He said, "Hey, Darius, have you thought about going out for football? I think you'd be great." Fact is, I never played football. Fact is, I never had anyone tell me I'd be great at something. So, with no experience at all, I signed up. And a week later, I padded up and was running drills on the field. I never was great, but playing high school sports was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I was accepted by my teammates. And I learned that when someone believes in you, you can believe in yourself.
Encourage a student you know to take part in a high school sport. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
All right, Cardinals now, far side. Let's see here. Griffin Pent on the quick out pattern to out to the 11-yard line. So a 9-yard gain out of the quarter break. So 9 yards on the completion. Going to bring up third down and one. Griffin Pent, 60 yards, or excuse me, Griffin, or Eli Fite, 60 yards to the house in the opening play from scrimmage for the Cardinals. And the Cardinals have been off and running all night long. Fox with Eli Fite to his right on third down and one. Fox going to keep it. Coming out near side, waits for a block, kicks up into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. Great patience by Michael Fox. As he waited for the hole and hit it, 11 yards on the touchdown run. 11:09 to go here in the second quarter. And the Cardinals strike again. So the Cardinals line up for the extra point. And here they go. Fox with a keeper leaning, trying to get forward, dives into the end zone for the two-point conversion, and the Cardinals extend their lead to 32-0. Back with the kick after this on 98.9 at WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Back here at Balliet Field, Newman Catholic, all systems go. 32-0 with the lead. 11:09 to go here in the first half. Tristan Fisher ready to kick. He'll squib it up the middle. Hits off of one of the Blackhawks. That is Colin O'Connor. And O'Connor is spinning. He'll get across the 40-yard line. And brought down near the 42, maybe the 43-yard line. So Port Edwards, two turnover on downs, an interception, and a punt. That has turned into 32 points for the Cardinals. 11:04 to go in the first half here. 42-0, or excuse me, the 42-yard line is where Kelson Casey will go to work here. All right, single wide receiver each way here for the Blackhawks. First and 10, football from the 42. Now looping around, they're going to outlet out near side and slipping a tackle up the near sideline, dancing free, getting a couple. On the catch is Griffin Trinnell. Everett Pent on the tackle. This is going to go for a 2-yard gain. Second completion of the night for Kelson Casey. So that'll bring up second down and about 8 yards to go, maybe seven. Second and 8. what do we have here? I think Port Edwards is going to take another timeout here. Yep, Port Edwards will take a timeout. We'll take one as well here on 98.9 WXCO.
Are you passionate about local high school sports? So are we. WXCO 98.9 FM is proud to be the only station in Wausau bringing you live, play-by-play coverage of high school sports, game after game, season after season. But we can't do it alone. We are currently seeking local sponsors and community partners who believe in the power of sports to bring people together, inspire youth, and energize our hometown pride. Promote your business, support our local athletes, be heard by thousands of loyal local listeners. If your business is interested in supporting live sports broadcasts while gaining valuable exposure, now is the perfect time to become a WXCO sports sponsor. Message us on our Facebook page or call or text our sales rep, Aaliyah, at 608-573-1597. That's 608-573-1597. Let's keep Wausau High School sports on the air together.
All right, out of the timeout quickly. Kelson Casey back to pass, and the Cardinals dodge a bullet as Colin O'Connor was running alone up the middle of the field, but Casey overcooked it. It falls incomplete, and we'll bring up third down and 8. So, Port Edwards, third down and 8. Casey threw it up there, but out in front of O'Connor. As the Blackhawks now on third down and 8 bring 4 wide receivers to work. And in motion to the near side, here's Casey. Straight back in the pocket, flushed out. All kinds of pressure coming. Eat throws it, is hit. And is it intercepted? It is, but it's out of bounds. Tristan Fisher jumping in there, but came down out of bounds. So that'll bring up fourth down for the Blackhawks. As the clock stops here with 10:05 to go in the first half. Newman Catholic celebrating homecoming. Final home game here. Hard to believe. Cardinals will be on the road at Tri-County next week. Big one. Well, you really could build your playoff resume if you could go get a win on the road at Tri-County next week, as they are above the Cardinals in that playoff, the spot above. All right, Casey, they're going to go for it on fourth down. He's going big. Arm is hit. This is going to fall incomplete, but a penalty marker flies. So let's see what we have. Kelson, I think it's looking like illegal man downfield is what things will be, and you would think the Cardinals would decline that and get the football on downs. Yep. Legal man downfield is declined, falls incomplete. So they turn it over on downs with 10 minutes to go. Here in the second quarter, Newman will have the football at the Port Edwards 44-yard line. So Michael Fox back to work. They will set to go here. 32-0 Newman. As Fox will shove Eli Fight to his right and line up in the slot. First and 10 now, football at the 44-yard line. Fox from the shotgun, straight back, looking. He's going home run ball up the far sideline, cutting back. I believe it's Griffin Pent out there. Incomplete, but we have a penalty marker down. And it's holding against the Cardinals is what the signal looks like. Yeah. So they will back that one up. 9:54 to go here now. I think if Michael sets his feet a little bit better and gets that football out there, had a better chance, kind of rushed the throw. So back to the Newman 46 via the penalty. And the Cardinals now first down and 20 yards to go. Straight back in the pocket, Fox complete. Eli Fight slips a tackle up, far side 40, 35, 30, off to the races. He's going to go into the end zone for a touchdown. His third touchdown of the night. And the Cardinals extend their lead here. 9:37 to go here in the second quarter. So 54 yards. Third touchdown of the night for Eli Fite, and the Cardinals are rolling here. All right, Cardinals line up for the two-point conversion here. Fox keeps it. Now he'll pitch it, trying to get around the corner, hammering his way in. Tristan Fisher is in for the two-point conversion. 40-0 is the Newman lead. Kickoff coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams, so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
All right, so far a happy homecoming for the Cardinals. 9:37 to go, 40-0. Tristan Fisher after the two-point conversion. And now what do we get? We got a whistle from the far side. And did the Cardinals line up offsides? Yep. So. Yep. Off before the kick, I believe, what they'll say. So Tristan Fisher will move back to the 35-yard line. 40-0 is the Newman lead. Eli Fite with his third touchdown of the night. Two on the ground, one through the air. All right, here's Fisher now. He'll boot it up the middle. Off a body, fumbled loose, now picked up. O'Connor sliding free out to the 45. Submarined under. He'll get out just shy of midfield. 9:25 to go here. And let's see, Port Edwards will have the football at their own 49-yard line, and I believe running clock, that's a new thing here. It used to be you had to wait till the second half, but now I believe it's the second quarter. Once you get out of the first quarter and a 35-point lead or more, you go to a running clock. So Cardinals. All right, here's Casey, straight back in the pocket. Penalty marker flies. Pressure coming from the near side. He's on his feet. Now he'll come into Newman territory and dragged out of bounds at about the 49-yard line of the Cardinals, but a penalty marker is down near midfield. Everett Pent on the tackle. So we'll see what the Cardinals opt to do here. It is a procedure call against the Blackhawks. That will back him up. So first and 15, back to the 44-yard line. Cardinals defensively coming in here, looking at their numbers here in the tackle for loss department, 53.5 as a team. So first 15 to go, just under 8 minutes to go in the first half. Newman a commanding 40-0 lead. Blackhawks. Kelson Casey, the quarterback from the shotgun. Straight back in the pocket, now rolls out to his right. He'll loft it up, has a man out there, incomplete. My goodness. The Blackhawks actually had two wide receivers running down the field, one up the far sideline and one up the middle, but could not connect. No fair statement to say the Cardinals selling out the line of scrimmage here. But that's the second possession in a row here that the Blackhawks have had a big one within reach but couldn't reel it in. So, second down and 15 now for the Blackhawks. KC from the shotgun stands at about his own 39-yard line. Straight back, looks, flushed out to the near side, throws. He'll throw it up the near sideline and intercepted. Did he make the catch? It is Tristan Fisher. Did he make the catch? Looking for a signal yet? He's ruled out of bounds. Boy, oh boy. Second time tonight he's had an interception out of bounds. So Blackhawks dodge a bullet as Tristan Fisher came down out of bounds. Kind of a spinning, leaping catch backwards. And Newman coaching staff lobbying for a catch, but no avail. It's one of those with the eight-man sideline in black. It's kind of hard to tell, too, from here. It was close. They'll say he came down out of bounds. Three wide receivers to the left now for the Blackhawks on third and 15. Casey, screen pass near side, incomplete. And that was almost in danger of being a backwards pass, but Carter Zerwanka in there. Fourth and 15 now for the Blackhawks. Well, coming up at the half, we'll get you a scoring recap, some statistics, plus Chad Holmes' interview from the Big High School Sports Show coming up. He is the Wausau East student athlete, Ian Stahl. Big win for the Lumberjacks last week over Medford. And they have a homecoming game, I believe, tomorrow. Chad Holmes will have for you tomorrow afternoon starting about 1 o'clock. All right, here's the kick by the Blackhawks. Nobody back for the Cardinals again. This is going to be downed inside the 15-yard line. The Cardinals will have the football with 5:15 to go here in the half. And Michael Fox back to work here with the size of a lead. And let's see what the Cardinals opt to do here. So, Cardinals with their backed up really for the first time here tonight. So here's Michael Fox to work here. First and 10, football's at the 13-yard line. It's an inside handoff. Eli Fite on his feet, going up the far sideline again, 30, 35, cutting back, ditches a tackle, 40, 45, still on his feet, midfield, runs into one of his own guys and then is ripped down by Vinny Striegel. 49-yard line of Port Edwards. Yards on the carry for Eli Fite. And he is just, I'll tell you what, running the football nice, picking his way through, waiting for some blocks, breaking some tackles, showing some speed as well. 3:40 and counting to go here in the second quarter. Newman with a football, first and 10 from the Port Edwards 49-yard line. Now, Fox caught near side, sliding catch there. Sam Meyer on the catch. And let's see, they'll spot the football at the 42-yard line. Eight yards on the completion that time. Two, Sam Meyer, his second catch of the year. As we're under 3 minutes to go now. All right, Michael Fox brings the Cardinals to a second down and 3. With the football once again in Port Edwards territory, and I think Paul Micklig now going to take a timeout. He will. 2:37 to go here in the first half. This is Newman Catholic Football on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
All right, Cardinals with it now. Second down and 3 out of the timeout. 2:37 to go here in the first half. Michael Fox straight back throws, near side under throws. And that is incomplete. So, first incomplete pass of the night for Michael Fox. ...186 yards through the air. 6 of 7 passing. So, 3rd down and 3 now for the Cardinals. 3rd down and 3 for Newman. Michael Fox surveys things up. Tristan Fisher goes in motion to the far side. Fox straight back. Fisher has it. Far side 40. Puts the brakes on. Has a first down. 35-30. Trying to shake free. Still on his feet. He'll get up near about the 30-yard line, maybe the 31. 11 yards on the completion to Tristan Fisher. First down for the Cards. And let's see, a minute 25 to go here in the first half. Newman and Port Edwards here on homecoming night for the Cards. It's Michael Fox now with a fresh set of downs. 1st and 10, football from the Port Edwards 31-yard line. Fisher in motion. High snap. Here's Fox. Throws near side. Caught. Spinning move on the near side. Trying to get free. And a penalty marker here. I think a face mask to boot. It is. Tyler Sherry on the catch. So the world famous not on the roster gets a catch and join the team on Tuesday. All right, never know when your number is going to be called here. So to the 18-yard line. So he'll get 13 yards on his opening effort for the Cardinals. And more importantly, a first down as the Cardinal drive continues. 10 seconds to go in the half. Michael Fox in motion. Straight back in the pocket, going end zone, far sideline. It is caught, and a first down at the 5. To the 5-yard line. As, let's see, it is Griffin Pent on the catch to the 5, but time is going to run out with the running clock. So 13 yards on the catch. We are at the half. And the Newman Catholic Cardinals are rolling as they lead Port Edwards 40-0. All right, stick around. Let's see here. So we are going to go get a break, come back, give you a recap, some stats, plus Chad Holmes' conversation for the big high school sports show. That's coming your way in just a little bit. Newman, 40-0 with the lead at the half here on 98.9 W.
What's your idea of fall fun? Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snow plow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
On Saturday afternoon, the Wausau East High School football team looks for a second consecutive victory as the Lumberjacks travel to Merrill to take on the Blue Jays. Hear all the exciting action live from the Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 1:05 p.m. and the opening kickoff at 1:30 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau East Football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Compass Properties, Grand Avenue Art Factory, Sun Printing, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Lopnose, The Mill Yard, Northland Painting, Callan Street Pub, Rocket Industrial, and the Clover Belt Credit Union. It's Wausau East at Merrill in high school football. Saturday, live from the Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 1:05 p.m., opening kickoff at 1:30 on 98.9 WXCO. Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Back here at the half, Tom Weaver on 98.9 WXCO. And a reminder, coming to you from our Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth. Since 1936, CCU, local lenders, lending local money and keeping our community strong. Great rate financing for cars, trucks, recreational vehicles, and mortgages. More at ccuwausau.com. So, Newman, a 40-0 lead here. First play of the game. Eli Fight, a 60-yard run on the opening play of the game for the Cardinals after forcing a turnover on downs. Michael Fox adding the two-point conversion made it 8-0 Newman. Cardinals then had an interception by Michael Fox, and Eli Fight on the second play of that drive, 19 yards to the house, 6:50 to go in the first. Michael Fox, the two-point conversion, it was 16-0. Cardinals come right back then. It is Michael Fox, 46-yard touchdown pass to Tristan Fisher at 4:56 to go in the first quarter. A three-play 36-yard drive took 36 seconds. 24-0 was the Newman lead after one quarter. It came right back, opening play early in the second quarter, 11:09 to go. Michael Fox, a 9-yard touchdown run. He added the two-point conversion run, six-play, 53-yard drive that took 327. 32-0 was the Newman lead, and then Eli Fite, a 54-yard touchdown pass from Michael Fox at 9:37 of the second. Tristan Fisher adding the two-point conversion run, two-play, 54-yard drive, made it 40-0 Newman here after one quarter. Newman defense has been spectacular. Two turnovers on downs and an interception as they poach the shutout here as Port Edwards in the first half, quarterback Kelson Casey. Let's see, 2 of 14 passing for 6 yards and an interception, and as a team, 29 rushing yards, just 35. Two carries, 20 yards for Colin O'Connor. That is the only offense they have, 35 yards of total offense in the first half. For Newman, it is Michael Fox, 9 of 10 for 223 yards and 2 touchdowns. Receiving-wise, Griffin Pent, 3 catches for 60 yards. Tristan Fisher, 3 for 88 yards. And it is Eli Fite, the catch for 54 yards. Rushing-wise, Michael Fox, 4 carries, 33 yards. But the big story is Eli Fite, 3 carries, 117 yards, and 2 touchdowns. 223 through the air, 150 on the ground. 373 yards of total offense for the Cardinals in the first half as they lead Port Edwards here.